Next, we have Wayne Todd, whose in-laws I don't know anything about, but who has great facial hair, which, I mean, I suppose that's from your own perspective, but I used to get to grow these really cool sideburns of my own, and then my current job doesn't let me have facial hair, although I'm a worldly person. So I'm going to give a big thumbs up to our next storyteller for his bold and audacious sideburns and mustache. Please welcome Wayne Todd.
Hi. I very much love the outdoors up here, like many other people. Especially I love being in the mountains. I've been very fortunate. I grew up here, so I've been able to spend a lot of time in the outdoors over the years. In that time period, I've had a lot of animal encounters. They've turned out pretty well, and I know what you're supposed to do. And frequently, I will do a solo trip, just occasionally if I can't find somebody to go or something. Usually I go with other people, though. That was the case one day last fall, on a weekday. There was the forecast of really good weather, and as we all know, last summer was really bad weather, so I just had to go. On a solo trip such as this, I was going to go out and climb a peak called Nantina Point out of Eagle River. I carry the usual day stuff for day of climbing. You know, I carry a holstered bear spray after events of the last few years, and I also carry my little harmonica. That's my noisemaker. I don't play, but I can make a lot of noise with this, and sometimes I think it's music, but nobody else would probably agree with that. Also, the nice thing about a harmonica is you can make noise both exhaling and inhaling. It can have some benefits. Early this morning, I headed out from a friend's house by the Eagle River Nature Center, and heading out early that morning, it was almost eerily quiet to me, but that's probably from living in the city. I passed by a large bull moose and kept an eye on them because they're pretty unpredictable sometimes. And pretty soon I'm passing Four Corners, which is about a mile up the trail. And it's a long straight stretch, and I see bear tracks, but you always see bear tracks. And that stretch is really straight for a while, and then it makes a hard left. And as I'm approaching the end of the straight stretch, it's very open in this one area. There's very few trees, and there's very little underbrush. I don't know if I mentioned before, too, but nice thing about this is I can carry it in my mouth, and so I don't have to grab it or anything. I can just make noise occasionally. If I carry it too long, it'll get a little slobbery, but that's my own deal. So anyway, in the straight stretch, you know, I'm just glancing forward occasionally. And at some point, I glance forward right, and I lock views onto a brown bear sow that has a couple of two-year-old cubs. Two-year-old cubs are not small bears. All three of them immediately charge. They're probably about 70 yards out, and my mind went into this, call it a warp drive. And it's like having your DVD player where you're on quadruple fast. You see glimpses, and then there's nothing. Then you move forward, and you see glimpses. It was kind of like that. And the thought of standing my ground and pulling the bear spray never even occurred to me, which is probably good. Consciously, I wasn't even aware of even a tree being nearby, but luckily there was a fairly small one, about 6 or 8 inches, that was just off the trail. Next thing I'm climbing the tree. I remember breaking a branch with one of my feet. And if you've never seen running bears, they are extremely fast. I was maybe 6 feet up the tree, and they're already at the trail. The sow's here, the two cubs are here. I had the harmonic in my mouth. I gave a super loud blast, and the sow, almost it seemed like she thought the sound came from somewhere else, and she spun the other way. The cubs then disengaged, started running up the trail, and the sow then followed them. So I just clung to the tree, listening to these retreating paws on the trail. After a minute, I slithered down to the ground, and then that's when I decided I should get my bear spray out. So I go to pull the bear spray, and it doesn't come out easily. I probably still had an extreme amount of adrenaline, so I almost panicked trying to pull the bear spray, and I can't get my bear spray out of my holster that I thought was so good. So I finally calm down, pull out the bear spray, had my harmonica still in my mouth, and then hiked extremely quickly back out the trail, looking over my shoulder frequently and making a lot of noise. I do apologize to anyone that might live out there that heard this raucous that morning as I headed out. After that, I ran through different scenarios through numerous times of how if I had done this or that and what might have happened. I feel very fortunate that I wasn't mauled. I think I would have taken a pretty serious beating. Things would have turned out a little differently. And since then, I haven't done a solo trip, haven't really thought about doing one. I do plan on going back to that area, but I'll probably go back with a group of four because I think that's the number where they said there's never been any instance of bears charging. And I do plan on, when I go by that little tree, giving it a hug. Yeah. Thank you.